For example, PL if these are greater today's date is 09/24/2022, dictation is 4. Leslie Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Leslie spells L-E-S-L-I-E. Date of birth is 09/24/1954. 68-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for a while. He said he has had surgery on his back, L4, L5 in that region because of a herniated disc, and is having similar pain a little lower in his back. Said he was seen at the local emergency room where he had a CT scan and was advised the CT scan was unremarkable. He stated that the provider who saw him advised he must come and see us, his primary care provider, for a follow-up and consider MRI studies for his back, period. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. He says he has some numbness and weakness in his left lower extremities with this pain. I said the pain is about 6 of 10 increase with flexion and some motion, some other motion, namely walking or jumping, period. The patient also has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, low T, vitamin D deficiency, and is here for follow-up with these conditions also, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication and allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No significant changes except for lumbar radiculopathy, which he was evaluated for in the emergency room. Next paragraph. Previous systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 144/91, pulse 60. Respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of excessive. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory correction. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no organ amygdalin. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Back. No deformity. No full range of motion with some discomfort and flexion, period. No step off, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial and lost return is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is lumbar radiculopathy. Patient was evaluated in the ER, he had a CT scan. MRI is now indicated for better evaluation of his condition, period, namely because he's complained of radicular symptoms, period. Next paragraph. Next assessment, obesity. Next assessment, hypertension. Next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. Next assessment, low T. Next assessment, vitamin D deficiency, period. Next paragraph. Today, labs were drawn. Labs were drawn as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, T3, T4, and TSH, testosterone level, and PSA, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 POBI daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily. 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 1 POBID for 9 days, number 180. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. The MRI request was completed. Patient was educated on how to go about following up on date and time for the study. He was advised, since he completes the study, to come back to the clinic for a follow-up. End of patient.